All right, Woody here again for the third segment of the first show of The Bigger Picture, the unity of true faith and right politics. I don't care what they're saying out there. Yes, I am going to combine faith and politics. My Father in Heaven told me to do that. He gave me, gave you the right to shape the government that a lot of people might try to say rules over. No, to shape the government that serves us. And my fundamental faith, because of my orientation to Father God through the victory that comes by knowing Jesus Christ, which empowers us with the Holy Spirit to have the mind of Christ and understand things the rest of the world can't because they don't have the true wisdom. Well, folks, religion and politics do mix in our case. And we ain't going to back away. I'm not. What I believe to the soles of my feet has worked pretty good to this point. We'll talk about that track record maybe later. I'm just an everyday Joe who lives at the average Joe level. But my Father God shows me things and other believers, I'm not unique, where we are, what's happening, and what we need to do. That's what we're doing on this show. But I want to talk about Niels Bohr for a moment. He happens to have defined the model of the atom for us, and he won the Nobel Prize in 1922. He furthered the work of Rutherford and some other folks. And what he did, he just, and I'm going to oversimplify it, okay, because I'm not all that bright, but he had a planetary version of the atom, which Rutherford and others had developed. You know, you've got a proton and a neutron in the center, and you got an electron in the basic hydrogen that goes around it, like the Earth goes around the sun, but there are several energy levels that proceed out from the center. Each energy level can contain a particular number of electrons before it's full. The first shell has had hydrogen and helium, and then it gets larger as you go out. But it's really a planetary model. There are things that go around the core, okay? And some energy is released as they go from one energy level to the other, which is part of the quantum mechanics. But anyway, here's why I'm telling you this. Niels Bohr came up with a way of giving us a picture of how the atom works, that even if we looked in through a super microscope and saw an atom, it wouldn't look a thing like what Niels Bohr described. But because the processes were defined and could be used to create experiments and eventually harness the power of the atom, which is huge, well, his model did a lot for us. That's what we're trying to do on the show. These eight doctrines and the three orientations are a model of effective Christian faith. And that effective Christian faith is predicated upon one thing and one thing alone: an orientation of the fatherhood of God above all else. Jesus was asked the most important commandment in Scripture by some lawyer who was trying to trap him so they could crucify him. In the, don't tell me I'll get it, 22nd chapter of Matthew, 34 through 40 verses, what's the most important commandment? And Jesus said, well, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Second is like unto it, love your neighbors yourself. But he emphasized the first one, and rightly so, as he knew that lawyer asking the question knew, because the Shema of Israel, found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 3 through 9, says, folks, end of the matter's been heard. You know, there is but one God. His commandment to you is this: love God, know his word, and teach these things diligently to your children. The Lord, he is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And these words that I command you this day, said Moses to the fathers of Israel, these words shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children. Fathers, teach your children. America's not done that. We've not done that. The essential orientation is toward Father God. If we have that, we have the proper understanding of authority, and we give stability to the culture. Our culture is not stable now. And the lesson of human history is every culture, and this is Sorokin, Oswald Spengler, Arnold Toynbee, the great psychohistorians who said every culture begins with a strongly masculine orientation. Sometimes it's not good. Oh, I see that. I want it. I'm going to take it. Okay, testosterone makes us do that. But under the influence of godly women who really civilized the culture, story for another time, the culture gets established, and then men step back a little bit and say, okay, well, we've done our work now. The women then move in and take over, and as that men pulling out of the culture happens, then the culture eventually fails. It has never not been that way in all of human history. The fatherhood of God is the essential orientation. We focus on Him. We love Him. We do what He wants us to do. We can't unless we come to Christ first. If we don't come to Christ, we don't have the Holy Spirit that unlocks our mind. So without God, there is no wisdom, and that's the problem in America. There are less and less righteous people dwelling in the culture of Christ without the orientation of the fatherhood of God. So we're ending this segment with that point. If you don't focus on the fatherhood of God because you have come to Christ and the Holy Spirit dwells within you, you're part of the problem, and America has a problem. Now, we're going to talk about Michael Savage here because he understood that on the backside. So I hope you're going to stay with me as we go now in just a moment into the fourth segment of Program 1. God bless you.